Now, the 10th of April at the Town Hall in Birmingham, they have the Relaxed Concert. It is World Autism Week between the 2nd and the 8th of April. So there is a special music concert, which is for everybody, including those who suffer with autism, that are on the autism spectrum. James Rowney is in the production. Well, he is really the production. He's a ventriloquist from Sutton Coalfield. Little Jim is his, soulmate, I suppose you'd say, in a way. And James does suffer from autism. He's here. James, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
And how's Little Jim?
Oh, I'm good.
This is going to be a very, very weird interview, I can tell.
It sure will be.
Yeah.
I can tell you that.
The Orchestra of the Swan are involved as well. But we should say, this is open to everybody. It's a great opportunity for families to turn up as well.
Yes, it is. And it's also really good for people who are on the spectrum as well.
How much has doing what you do, being a ventriloquist with Little Jim, who's an incredible character, how much has that helped you, if you like?
Well, I have been doing performing arts for quite a while, and yeah. I went to see this ventriloquist. I know you might know him. I think his name is Paul Zerdin, I think.
Paul Zerdin is one of the world's great ventriloquists.
Yeah, that's it. And he's been, he's been doing pantomimes for quite a while. And
yeah.
When I first saw him in a pantomime, I think it was at the Hippodrome in 2008 with John Barrowman, I bought one of his live DVDs and thought I'd just watch it over and over and over again. And after watching it for quite some while, I thought I'd just have a go and see how it goes. And then after quite a while, well, 2 years at least, and that was when Little Jim suddenly came into the frame. And from then on, Little Jim and I, we've been working on many different material together. We first performed together for the first time in 2010 in a school talent show, and of course we came runner-up.
How much is Little Jim worth, just out of interest? Because he's a hell of a creation. So where did you get Little Jim from?
Well, for this model of Little Jim, we had it manufactured from Passion for Puppets in San Francisco. It did kind of cost us about a few hundred dollars or so. Still, it's a really good model.
Yeah. So how long have you had this Little Jim?
I've had him since Christmas Day, really. When I came into the kitchen one time, well, in my kitchen at least, well, there was this huge box on the table, and when I took it off, and boom, there was that model of Little Jim.
When you say that model, there was another model of Little Jim.
Oh, yeah, that was that was one of the previous ones. The ones I used was, I used it for the last year's Relaxed concert. At the time, I thought I would try and find someone who could make a professional version of Little Jim.
I just love the way you're talking to me. And you're not on stage, you're not performing in front of hundreds of people, but Little Jim is moving, he's doing exactly as any normal human guest would do. So it's a sort of, it's just a natural thing.
Yeah, it is. That's Little Jim speaking, by the way, if you want to know.
What's it like, Little Jim, working with Big Jim or James here?
Well, the James, it's been really great because him and I, we have a chemistry between comedy.
You have a connection, certainly.
Yes, we do.
Without you, James, Little Jim couldn't function. You need James, Little Jim, don't you?
Yeah, I sure do.
The Relaxed concert, just explain what's happening. I mentioned the Orchestra of the Swan will be there, but you're going on a sort of journey, aren't you?
Well, basically, in this version of the Relaxed concert we're doing, it's going to be featuring many different well-known pieces of music from many different films, such as Harry Potter,
yeah.
Frozen, Star Wars, Toy Story. And we'll also be featuring many different classical numbers that actually went down really well with last year's audience. There was a, mind if I say a little example? Well, there was this number called the William Tell Overture.
Mm-hmm.
And in the audience, me and Little Jim, we saw many of the boys and girls pretending to ride on their own horses. So we decided to put that into this year's concert. So I should say what went well with that number, it gives the children a sense of imagination.
Yeah. If you're on the autism spectrum, I mean, the lighting, if people could be affected by light or sound or touch or smell. So when people come into the auditorium,
yeah,
then the lighting is very different.
For last year's concert that we did, the lighting it's suddenly become reduced, and
yeah.
and most of the noises they get reduced to a certain level too. It all has to fit around that person on the spectrum, and gives them that sort of freedom to do what they need.
The show is really revolving around you and Little Jim, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
With the orchestra as well. So do you get into the audience? Do you get amongst the audience? Or are you on stage all the time, pretty much?
We do tend to be on stage most of the time. Last year, at the end of the concert, we did a meet and greet session, so where we come down into the auditorium and lots of the adults and children on the autistic spectrum and non-autistic spectrum would come up and say hello and, of course, take lots of pictures.
Which we've been doing outside here with Little Jim.
Yeah.
And we're going to do Before You Go with Little Jim and you, James, as well. And so we can put it on the Facebook page as well.
Okay.
So Little Jim you had at Christmas. So Little Jim is now only, looks older than about 3 or 4 months. But how long will he last? How long will he survive before the next Little Jim comes up? Close his ears off. Close it, because he doesn't want to hear this, I don't think. But how long maybe before the next Little Jim will be needed? I don't know.
That kind of all depends on when he needs to be updated, really.
Did you hear that, Little Jim?
Well, yeah, we did. And
he's suddenly silent for the first time in his life, Little Jim. He doesn't know what to say to that.
Yeah, I usually do that doing live performances.
We're not even a live performance, Little Jim. This is radio.
Well, yeah, I know that.
Basically, with last year's model of Little Jim, we took a few pictures to send it to Passion for Puppets.
Yeah, yeah.
And they sent us some designs. And we even confirmed the final model, the final sketch, if you prefer.
Mm.
Once we'd done that, they decided to add colour for him. Now, one of the designs was a bit similar to this Little Jim, but only it had a red nose and looks as if it's got a cold. We had designs A, B, C, and D, but then in the end, I had to create my own E version of Little Jim, and that was the exact one that we went for.
Yeah. So will you have any other, will you develop, as well as Little Jim, could Little Jim have potential cousins or brothers in terms of other characters that you might bring in?
Hopefully in the near future, we'll probably find something for him.
Would you fancy another brother, Little Jim, or a sister? A Little Jane or something like that?
Yeah, I suppose I could do with a girlfriend, yeah.
Well, we could all do with a girlfriend.
Yeah.
The Relax concert at the Town Hall in Birmingham at the end of World Autism Week. It's the 10th of April. You can go to the Town Hall Symphony Hall website.
Get
all the details. James Rowney, who is the production, really, along with Little Jim. Great to see you both.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much.